Good morning. Welcome to Presence of Light with Charlie Riverman Bergeron. I believe it just turned 10 o'clock. Wow. Welcome. This is Palo Santo that I'm spreading throughout the room and offering you to clear your auras, to clear your negative dreams, to your negative thoughts, and bless you, because we're in this moment in the history of our being human where blessings are really needed. Margaret, good morning. Always a joy to see you, dear. Looks like some people are showing up on the screen. I can see myself today, which is maybe not a good thing, but that's okay. We'll roll with it. Today's topic is Dream Maker's Awakening. And it's funny how these shows arrive without my planning them. And this morning, I was awakened several times last night after dreams. Not that I remember them, but I usually look up something about them and it goes back into my subconscious. And then when I awake and arise, I look at what has preceded in the week between my talks. Good morning, Fernanda, Dominique, Terry. And so in this process, I'm much like each of you, trying to ascertain what is really happening and how do I fit into the greater pattern of all of this. So they're usually, the talks are about the flow of energies of the past week. For many of you, I don't know if you've experienced this, but my past 2 weeks have been extremely busy, physically busy, emotionally busy, busy. And I've not had much time to tap into a lot of social media and other things. I've been just taken right out and been active physically, which is not a bad thing. It's just an unusual pattern for me to have these energies flow in such a physical manner. And so what it says to me this morning is I now feel a little calming effect is that there is a ramping up of energies for all of us that have taken us and brought us into a new level of ourselves, into a new level of consciousness. And part of our shifting, part of our opening to what's going on around us. And in the meantime, we're still being influenced by the 1111 gateway, which is, today is 1122, so the 22 is 11 to the second power. And so I started with that, 1122. And even as I prepared for this, I noted that the day was 1122, and I didn't know how that would play out for any of us. So 1122, as what came to me this morning, is an energetic blueprint of a higher spiritual path in alignment with our authentic soul purpose. I'll say that again. 1122 is an energetic blueprint of a higher spiritual path in alignment with our authentic soul purpose. The 11 gives us awakening and positive thoughts and intentions, and 22 encourages us to be about achieving greater balance and harmony. And all of us are being guided to listen very carefully. We listen very carefully to that innermost guidance, however you want to describe it or relate to it, and to follow our hearts, more closely and clearly. So if any of you have been receiving this message, please know that you're not alone in this messaging, and that for no other reason than just being part of this process of what I call today's talk, Dreammakers Awakening, we're being called to dream, to not dream fantasy dreams, but dream and tap into our dreams, because there are many messages that we're receiving through that process that will really help us to guide us into the paths that we are truly aligned with, and who we are truly are, and what we're here to do. So many times, you know, we talk about dreams and we sort of poo-poo them, and well, that's just a dream, you're just a dreamer. And we've had songs written about it and all this other stuff. And the interesting thing is that without dreaming, we're trapped into this dimension where all we have is news and he said, she said. And the dreaming is actually a higher state of our consciousness, which taps into many dimensions. And then the messages come through, sometimes a little bit bizarre. And we look up our dreams and say, what does that mean? What, you know? So some of them can be scary. Some of them can be very clear and helpful. It's right now, what we're doing is dreaming the new earth. And I say that on an esoteric level. We're dreaming this into, we're dreaming it into reality, because this is who we are. We are the dream makers. And what we're doing is reawakening now into this field of consciousness, so that we can see that everything is not as it seems or as it appears. That if there is a dream, it's this third dimension we live in, because it's not the truth anymore. It's so far away from the truth that it's distorted, and we're affecting, it's affecting us, and we're receiving the energies that are distorted and disrupting who we are in balance. So I pulled a sacred evolutionary, or sacred, can't remember the name, a sacred meditation, space meditation card. And it's this beautiful galaxy, and it's called Light Echo is what it is. And you can see all the beautiful flashes of light, and that's light reflecting on dust in the sky. And we're receiving that here on planet Earth. And the card is called the Dreammaker. So it was just appropriate that today's talk be about being dreammakers and dreaming and bringing forth that wisdom into our hearts, even if we don't necessarily have anybody to express it with, but to embrace that consciousness. So the card, the Dreammaker, the reading for that was, the universe blends everything in a harmonious way. My dreams and desires are sustained by divine power. So even in our dream state, there is no separation from our divine higher self. And this is the key. There is no separation. This is what we're reenacting here on planet Earth, is no separation. What's happened is we've separated to the point where it's becoming very destructive to all life here. It's not just human life. That our separation is creating great stress on all living forms. And we have the power within us to dream it back into non-separation, back into unity. And this is where the messages are coming through. And whether you're awake and dreaming or whether you're asleep and dreaming, it doesn't matter. But that connection is really a sort of like a highway of communication. So many of you may not be having very good dreams. I know I've talked to some people and they're having nightmares. They call me and ask me, you know, what does this mean? And a lot of times I don't have a clue, and I'm not trying to be a dream reader. And I encourage everybody to sit with those dreams and not try to figure them out with your head as much as how do they feel in your hearts. And if they're disturbing, recognize that it's a pattern that's telling you you're in some state of separation. And if they feel good, then they're one that's noting you're in some sort of alignment. And so take the dreams of separation. Don't worry about them, but just know that they're just a signal that says, oh, I need to get back to center. So we're always coming back to center. And we can't always hold that because of the world around us being so distorted and so many avenues of disturbance aimed at us in order to control us. So this is not any different than any other lifetimes. The world of greed and destruction has been created basically as a mechanism of control over mass humanity ruled by fear. This is what the world around us plays to us all the time. Fear, fear, fear. Fear of lack, fear of abundance, a lack of abundance, fear of devastation, fear of annihilation. All of these things tend to keep us from achieving that dream state where our communications are clear and concise, where we're connected, we feel safe. Because when we feel safe and connected, we carry the energy of transformation. And it's we who are going to transform the earth. It's not going to come from some outside source. It's going to come through us. So all of that, all we're experiencing right now is all purposeful to that point, is that we are the dream makers awakening. Yeah, 11:11 as in the clock. Yeah, and that's 22% battery on the laptop. 11:22:20. Well, there's some numbers for you, Martin. Again, these are all messages that say, here, this is why I'm here. This is, I'm tuned in, I'm connected, that the process is ongoing, and I need to listen more cautiously and carefully to the dreams. So the picture on here, it's an interesting picture, and it's called a light echo. And so this is sometimes what I think about dreams. Dreams are echoes. We're receiving them. And we're receiving them from a very distant, remote part of ourselves. And so this just played right into my thought this morning, this picture. And I'll read it. It's a telescope picture. A light from a star that erupted nearly 5 years ago continues propagating outward through a cloud of dust surrounding the star. The light reflects or echoes off the dust and then travels to Earth. So this is much like our dream state. We're receiving these messages. They're echoes of our higher self, or echoes of who we truly are coming through to us. That they're not somebody else trying to manipulate us, but they are us speaking to ourselves in the dream time, as well as our spirit guides and many other beings of light. When we have those nightmares okay, this is the darkness again. We're tuning into the darkness. So we have the choice to, when you have a bad dream, to wake up and get out of that, because you know that that's not in alignment with who you are. This is what we're doing right now here on planet Earth, is we're waking up from this nightmare, that this is a nightmare, and we realize that it's a nightmare and it's not who we are. We are not aligned with this. We were never created to be aligned with this. This is a restructuring of energy and a misalignment of energy. Here is exactly what we're doing now, is tapping into the higher self, the multidimensional self, and focusing on not so much knowledge in order to know and say, oh, I know I have all the answers, but in order to discern where and how we are going to co-create the new earth. We call it the new earth because it's going to seem new to us, because we've been on this downward spiral for a long, long time. It doesn't matter how long it's been. What matters is how much we pay attention to ourselves, to our hearts, to our hearts that are truly connected to the divine mind that we're all part of. We're part of divine consciousness. Sounds crazy. I know. This is the power of light. This is the light that took 5 years to get from that star to planet Earth. So for that, it was 5 years. It doesn't matter whether it's 5,000, 50,000. This is what we're going through now. We are now receiving light from within. We've been entrained to receive light from without. The light of the sun, the light's out there, we're here. We are now lighting up from within our own hearts. The connections, the 1111 gateways, all of these things that we talk about, we tell stories about, we try to put into rational conversation, are open, and the light is pouring through. Granted, there's some clouds. There's always going to be some clouds. That's human. That's our humanness. But to focus on that light pouring down within us, into our hearts and filling our hearts. Our energy, the Kundalini, is rising. And so we have this compacting in our heart, rising up and descending. Our hearts are expanding to the point where our auric fields are expanding. This is why you see so many people talking about protecting your auric field, or building it up, or creating. For me, it's been creating a new structure. And I thought the structure that I'm supposed to create was some physical structure outside of me, or a pattern of life that was more structured. But it isn't about that at all. It's about the structuring of my energetic field and building that and strengthening it so that it can't be penetrated. It can't be tapped into and sucked from. We're coming back, we're dreaming ourselves into the true divine presence that we have always been, but we've not been able to consciously remember. So again, our supreme consciousness is once again coming back online, in spite of all the efforts to shut it down and control it. This is who you are. So we are the dream makers. And it isn't about beliefs. I had Greg Braden's book on beliefs. I was just reading, looking at the codes in the book. And I said, well, let me just read some. And I said, well, you know what? I'll pick number 11 and number 22, because those are today's dates. So belief code number 11 is, what we believe to be true in life may be more powerful than what others accept as truth. True life is in here. True life isn't out there. True life is within us. And what we believe in here is maybe more powerful. Well, I know it's more powerful, but what's happened is over time, we've given our way, our power to that which is outside of us. And we feel and live that we have to have somebody else in order to fulfill who we truly are, instead of realizing that we're already fulfilled. And if we are fulfilled, what are we going to do with that? What do we do with that power? What do we do with that energy? That energy that nothing here in the third dimension can distort. It can't distort the higher energy. That's just an illusion. That's been an illusion that's been played. It's the magic trick. You know, it's been played out over and over again on humanity to make it feel that it's subjective to the world around it, that the world around us has more power than we do. And we realize with all of the things that we're doing is it doesn't have more power unless we allow it to have more power. Once again, dream makers, awakening. Belief code number 22 was our belief in one force for everything that happens in the world, or two opposite and opposing forces, good and evil, plays out in our experience of life, health, relationships, and abundance. So here's where that duality instead of oneness, that separation instead of unity, plays out in all of our daily lives. As I said earlier, we're restructuring. What are we restructuring? We're restructuring into wholeness. A self-supporting system, one that supports our energy. So my energy may be a little bit different than each of yours, and it'll have unique facets. But that's the key, is to find out what those facets are and link the structure so that it all works together. It's an amazing time right now to be here and to share what's coming through without fear. And that's the key. We have to settle into our hearts. We have to align with our higher selves. We have to be able to and willing to share the messages we receive without judgment, most of all from ourselves. We're the biggest downer in our own lives. And we've just been trained to do that. And then when we do that, we have everybody else just telling us what they think we should do, who we should be, how we should react. You see it every day now, playing out in the newspapers, on television, on all social media. They want you to focus on the negative. And if we focus on the negative, we'll become the negative. It's really simple. We are now to take another look within ourselves and say, within us lies the truth. We came into this body with the truth. Even though the little baby, the infant, the fetus didn't have the brain capacity to understand or speak or talk, it had truth. It was truth. It was in perfect alignment, in perfect alignment with creation, with the creation of all life. So whether we're a human child, whether we're an animal, whether we're a caterpillar becoming a butterfly, it doesn't matter. We have the original blueprint within us. The only difference is we have the mind and the ability to listen to each other as a collective and get distracted and get pulled away from that original blueprint. That's the structure we're to recreate, is the original blueprint of humanity. And we can do this, each one of us individually, just tapping into ourselves and saying, I don't know why, but this doesn't feel right. I don't know why, but that energy is bothering me. I'm going to expand my field and block it. It's a challenge because there are friends in our lives, there are family, there's jobs we're doing, all of these things that we're going to have to look at again. And as I say in my other talks, pull the label off of and redefine them. Are they part of the structure that I really am? So the structure isn't outside of us. We are the structure. Each human physical body is the structure. This is the container for each of us as higher beings with greater awareness, deeper love, more compassion. And we all know that at some level. But the world around us tells us there's nothing we can do. We're stuck. We're trapped. It's just, you just got to play it out. You can if you want to, or you can dream it again. Because in that dream state, you can access your sovereignty, access your purity, and know that there is nothing that can really stop you from being who you truly are, except your ability to let your energy pour out of you without your conscious awareness. So the simple solution is just become aware of your consciousness, be consciously aware of your consciousness and the flow of your energy. See where it's going, watch where it's going. Watch what it's doing. And when it's doing something that isn't in alignment with your heart, call it back. This is your power. This is who you are. As powerful, sovereign beings, you have the power to call that energy back. So I pulled an 1111 card. I have a deck of these. I mentioned my last talk. And the 1111 card I pulled this morning was Illumina. Illumina, meaning illumination. And the saying is just three lines. They're very simple. Light I see, light I feel, light I am. Real simple. Three lines. Light I see, light I feel, light I am. This is a reminder, once again, of our supreme consciousness coming back online in spite of all efforts to shut it down. Light I see, light I feel, light I am. And when we call that into ourselves, when we express that and hold that light, everything else around us can do whatever it's doing. But we are now in our central core of our beingness as light. And it's a reminder whenever we get too far away from our natural true structure, the structure of our original blueprint, blah, 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 that This is a reminder to keep our conscious awareness from trying to figure out the darkness around us. We don't need to figure it out. What we need to do is remember the light. The light will always overcome the darkness. And it's not really overcoming. It's just you are light, or you slip out of it into the darkness. This is your sovereign power, is to call yourself back into that light. Focus on what is light and see it displacing the darkness. It's not a battle. It's just displacing. Fill yourself with light and the darkness will move in all of its forms. Darkness has no real power except that which we give it. Remember that. Darkness has no power except that which we give it. You can argue with me, and that's okay. You can say, well, what about such and such, such and such? I'm here to remind you that if you stay in your light, if you see light, feel light, and you are light, darkness has no power. Doesn't matter what happens. In that moment, you're honoring your sovereignty. And this is what we need to do right now. We need to dream ourselves back into our sovereignty. The dream maker's awakening. So in closing, my last words on my notes here, as return to being the one who dreams of positive energetic possibilities, realigning humanity to create more unification than separation. We are the dream makers awakening, and in those amazing moments, we become the attractor field for the love and truth of our divine self. With that, I'm complete, I'm whole, I'm happy, I'm sovereign. I love you, I thank you, I respect you. I am you, you are me. Together, we are unity. Bless you all this week. Allow that those messages of light and sovereignty filter into your body and dream those back into reality. Because as each one of us do that, just for our own little self, we think we're just one drop. But if you look at the oceans around the world, they're made up of one drop, one drop, one drop, one drop, one drop, all added together. Have a great week. I hope I inspired some people. And if not, then so be it. I love you and thank you for showing up. And bless you all. I'm complete. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. David says, thank you. You're welcome. I'm just here to do what I can. Love you all. Bye-bye.